as well. And so in removing that language, it's my belief that it gives the board more tools in its tool belt. With that, I'd simply ask for the finances speedy support if you see it fit to get it out today and get it moving through because of the nature of it and because it's an extension of a sunset. And as far as the fiscal note and any of the other policy decisions, we have Barbara Belknap here, and then there are some local fishermen and that are here to testify on behalf of that. And if there are any questions regarding the bill, I'd be happy to take them.
Representative Bundy, you have a question?
Yes, thank you. And perhaps it's a question that everyone would like to address, all the people testifying on the bill, and that is, I don't disagree with your logic in removing the domestic. I was just wondering what the motivation was initially for putting the domestic limitation in.
Representative Bundy, through the chair, I can answer that, and I know Barbara will probably want to go into more detail. My understanding is when the specific board to address salmon marketing was created, at that point in time, we were selling our, exporting our salmon primarily to international markets. And it was felt at that point in time there was a domestic market out there that was waiting to be explored. And so that was the reason for that limitation. You'll also have an opportunity to question some of the fishermen who are aware of that and hear what they have to say regarding the removal of that. But that was the original reason for it, Representative Bundy. And again, changing it now is a reflection of a change in times and a change in markets. As I stated earlier, at the point in time this was created, Japan was a given in our international market there. So this is just an effort to give them more tools.
Thank you.
Any other questions for the sponsor?
Chairman.
Representative Harris.
Thank you. Just so that the maybe the public that might be watching this on TV, Representative McGuire, is it not that this money is actually paid for by the fishermen themselves through a tax that's levied on them?
Representative Harris, through the chair, yes, it is. It's paid through an excise tax. The salmon industry themselves pay for it, and that's why I think this program is so valuable. You have people who are going to stand to benefit from the marketing efforts, and they're willing to step up to the plate and pay for a 1% excise tax. So yes, it's paid by the industry and not by this legislature.
Any other questions? Thank you. Barbara, did you care to comment?
My name is Barbara Belknap. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee, for allowing me to testify. I feel fortunate in that you heard testimony a few months ago from our board members and fishermen who were in town, and they spoke to the benefits of the Alaska Seafood Marketing Institute.